Live from Denver, in high definition, the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. 1-888-99-IDOBI. Facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show on Twitter. And now, Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
We're the best three friends that anybody can have.
Here we are.
Welcome.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You can give us a call tonight if you want to be live on Adobe Radio. You can do that.
Yeah, maybe Chris can call in.
Yeah, maybe Chris. What are we kidding? Chris isn't listening.
No.
But he's not here right now. He is running a little bit late.
A little bit?
By a little bit, we mean
half the show.
He's running half the show late.
How does that happen?
I don't know. He just texted a little bit ago saying, hey, running late, I'll be there in about an hour, and we're like a few minutes before showtime, so.
Ugh.
What can you do?
I don't know.
How much longer do we accept this behavior?
Because we're nice guys, probably, till he quits.
Maybe he's been trying to quit for a long time by not doing anything and showing up late. And,
yeah.
Like, he's just, like, doing one of those things where he wants to be let go so he can collect unemployment.
Could he? I don't think he could.
No, I don't think he could.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what he's trying to do.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, unreliable.
He just graduated college.
Yeah.
He's got nothing going on.
No. Yeah.
As far
Nothing.
As I know.
Yeah, I mean, unless he got a job.
I don't know. We'll have to get the Chris update
at some point. He is a freelance writer.
Yeah.
He had an assignment due.
Yeah, maybe late breaking news.
Yeah.
Came in. Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, dead.
He's got to write on the Bieber story.
Yeah.
It's a hot story.
I can't believe it.
That would be a hot story.
What, Bieber dying?
Yeah. By the way, if you want to join our chat room, it's adobe.com/EJCVIP. You can come in there, and we need to get this thing reignited because it was the hottest chat room on the internet for a while. Everybody was talking about it.
What's a chat room?
It's where you go and hang out with pedophiles.
Ah, nice.
And it was the hottest chat room on the internet for a while there, but now all of a sudden, people have kind of dwindled away a little bit. Where have they gone? People have lives, I guess. They get busy. What happens?
Isn't Twitter just a giant chat room?
Yeah, you can tweet us. EJC Show on Twitter if you'd rather just tweet us. We do have a couple cool bands on the show. That's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah? Who do we have?
We have Oceans Over Airplanes.
Ooh.
Interesting
name.
Yeah? Do you know that? Do you know this band?
I don't.
I'm
not one to ask about music anymore.
You don't really listen to music anymore, do you?
I don't.
Well.
I listen to talk radio.
Who else do we have on the show, Jason? Should we make this more exciting?
Should I just guess?
Oceans Over Airplanes! Then we have this other cool band. They're called RKDN.
Ooh.
I don't even know if that's how you say it out loud, but it's RKDN. Rickadin?
Rectin? Rectum?
Something like that. We'll get to the bottom of it. It's going to be an exciting show.
I can't wait.
Wow.
So excited. I don't like looking into your eyes while we're talking
this
on the show.
This is weird.
I don't like it.
We have a different setup here. And
again?
It's a new setup all the time here. Like, we never do the show from a consistent...
That's how we keep it
anything.
Fresh.
Yeah. We're keeping it fresh here.
Yeah.
You know, so I was considering maybe getting some webcams for the show.
Yeah.
And you don't want any webcams.
I said it was a bad idea.
Why is that?
Because people would just, they would see us staring, you know, very romantically at each other while we're talking.
Yeah. You don't want
It's awkward. It would be awkward. Like,
why would it be awkward? You don't
think
have to,
about it. Would you, go to a video where two men are just talking, staring at each other, talking into a microphone?
That's why we need a hot chick on the show.
Yeah, who's naked? Yeah. And then
let's find a hot chick named
an
Chris.
Intern. And oh yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, but usually a girl, Chris, isn't it with a K?
Well, you know, it can't be exact.
Yeah.
But.
Or she could just have an on-air name of Chris.
Right.
So it could be any hot chick.
True. So if you're a hot chick and you want to go by the name Chris on the air, maybe you've always wanted to be in radio. That was your opportunity.
And on the internet, yeah. Topless.
Yeah. See, then it would be a good idea to have a webcam. And that,
yes.
They would? Okay.
Yes.
But that has to, there's a couple caveats.
Right.
Well, even if the chick wasn't topless, you know? And people like to just look at hot chicks still. That's
dressed very, very...
like a Fox News correspondent.
Yeah.
With a tight miniskirt.
You know what's funny?
People
is
would
I,
like that.
You know, a few weeks ago, a couple correspondents or contributors of Fox News were suspended.
Good.
One for saying pussy and the other one for saying fuck.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
No.
But one of them was the black chick from Clueless.
Really?
She's a Fox News correspondent, not correspondent, consultant.
When was it? When did this go down?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
One of them, this old dude on Fox Business called Obama a fucking pussy or a pussy.
Was it this guy? Here's a YouTube clip. A Fox News reporter says this on YouTube.
Oh, I don't care if she's 20. Hell, I'd fuck her. You can't say you wouldn't fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do when they find her. I'll go and fuck her.
Wow.
I'll fuck her right in her pussy.
All right, well, we definitely apologize for that. Wow. In that story.
That's awesome. Oops. Wouldn't that happen?
This February 3rd, 2014.
This was definitely not that one, but that was awesome.
That's the first time I've seen that one. I love those news bloopers. They're always fun.
I love it when it's Fox News, too.
I know. It's good to see those guys screw up.
Yeah. I mean, all the news organization, they all pretty much suck, but Fox News is just above and beyond the worst.
I agree. I don't know how people watch that crap.
I'm kind of over it, to be honest.
Well, why don't we...
I don't know where I'm going to get my news now. I guess Chris.
Chris, I mean...
I'm going to get my news.
The most reliable news source out there is the EJC show, and we don't even have a reliable newsman. So how are you going to get your news?
Well, it's reliable. It's just, it's done poorly.
Well, he can't do it if he's not here.
Right.
Hello?
Hi, how's it going? Is Eddie?
Yeah, this is Eddie and Jason with the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You're live on Adobe Radio. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you?
Great. Tony's our guest, and he's in the band Oceans Over Airplanes, which would be quite frightening. That means your airplane is what, upside down, flying over?
Over
the
what?
Atlantic? Is that how
that
works?
You would definitely be in a precarious position.
That'd be frightening. I think that's how the beginning of Lost happens. The airplane kind of flips upside down.
You just love that J.J. Abrams, yeah. Don't you?
So tell us a little bit about your band, man. What are you up to tonight?
Actually, we're practicing right now. We're just kind of starting to write new material. I know we just put out a new EP, but we're actually in the process of writing new stuff again.
And why are you doing that already? That's a bold move.
Well, we kind of waited a long time. It took us a little bit longer than we wanted to get out this current EP that we had. And we kind of think we owe it to ourselves and to our fans to essentially give them something with a quicker turnaround this time around.
Okay, are the fans responding to that? Are they saying thank you, or have they not noticed yet?
We'll see. We haven't really. This is kind of the first that we've mentioned that we've really started working on a follow up to the Young Knights EP, which is like not even been out a month yet. So we're going to do our best to kind of, like I said, get out and on the road and try to support the new EP. But at the same time, like, Christmas time seems to always be kind of like a lull for a lot of stuff anyway, so it's kind of like a good time for us to just get together and write and be productive when everything winds down at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, screw spending time with family and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for losers.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go tinker away on my little album I have working on. I'm going to say that's actually a really good way to get away from your family during the holidays.
You have to work.
Sorry, I'm working on an album.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, they can't say anything about your livelihood.
Yeah, they can't. They can't at all.
Just send me presents, please.
Yes. Are you going to put one of your albums in all of your family members' stockings? Do you pull that move?
I haven't, but I think that would be kind of like a good natural way of doing it. Actually, it probably give me a really good idea. I mean, I've never really pushed it down the throats that much. I just said, hey, you know, Uncle Rick, why don't you check this out? But maybe that would save me a lot more money in the future.
Let me tell you, Uncle Rick is a tastemaker in the music industry. You always want Uncle Rick on your side. He knows what's up. So you guys are going to be going on a tour, you mentioned, right, in early next year?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're just kind of booking a bunch of weekend warrior stuff is the plan right now, focusing in the Midwest primarily, just for like the next couple of months. We're really focusing on some, hopefully some big hometown show. Well, we can't really call Chicago a hometown, but it's the biggest place that's by from where we're from that we're trying to stay consistent and playing in the area. So we're looking for one or two really big shows in Chicago to continue showcasing our new music. So that's going to be the big focus at the beginning of the year.
Okay, very cool. Well, Oceans Over Airplanes, name of the band. Well, before we hit your song here and plug all of your stuff, what do you consider to be the most interesting thing about your band?
For me, I guess when I look at the whole thing, it's kind of like, for me, I've been kind of, I guess you could say, the founder of the group dating back to its inception. And the lineup that we have, we've had a lot of changes over the years, but the lineup that we have now is kind of almost like if I were to be like a professional scout and over the years and just playing with other bands. I've never really actively gone after these guys and like stolen from bands, but whenever I saw them play, I was always like, I'd love to play with that guy one day. And as fate would have it, things would happen with their bands that they were in, and the next thing you know, they're part of Oceans Over Airplanes. So the current lineup that we have right now, the three other guys that I play with, are total kind of guys that I've just loved watching play over the years. And
cool.
I'm, you know, fortunate that we're all together. So that's kind of, for me, kind of the most interesting thing. It's like guys that I didn't grow up playing with or didn't, you know, like since, I know a lot of bands, like they were together since grade school playing together or they meet in college and they're these friends that all get together. So we kind of came together by a different route, to say the least.
Well, very cool. It all came together for a reason. And make sure, Uncle Rick gets copy of that album. And that'll be the best thing that happens to your career. That'll be great. Oceans Over Airplanes, everybody, go check them out. And how can people find you guys?
You can find us at our website, www.oceansoverairplanes.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us at Bandcamp. Look us up on Bandcamp is where you can download the new EP Young Knights at the moment. You can find us on Twitter at AAA Airplanes. You can find us on Instagram at AAA Airplanes. SoundCloud has it, and we also have a YouTube channel. So
All right. Pretty
much you look at any major thing, you can find us.
Cool. Well, sounds good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll play A-Game, and best of luck with the recording of the album and the tour.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Alone and barely breathing. cause that's my rhythm. You stay. Well, this is real, this is real. Let's just talk about it.
EJC Show.
It's the Jason and Chris Show here live on Adobe Radio. You can tweet us. It's EJC Show on Twitter. So you excited for the new Star Wars coming out?
Yeah, I can't wait for it to get on Redbox.
Yeah. You're not going to watch it in theater?
No. How much is it, how much do you think it would cost?
Well, how much are movie tickets? I don't know. $11
I don't know.
A ticket?
Really?
What do you think it's going to be?
They're $11 a fucking ticket now.
Maybe 10? I don't know. 10,
no,
50?
They're way more than that.
Depends on if you see it in 3D.
You have to. Well, I hate 3D.
J.J. Abrams says not to see it in 3D.
I hate 3D.
So you're not. So you're going to wait until it comes out on DVD?
You know, I don't know. Maybe Adobe should treat us to a little retreat. A little, not retreat, but a little.
Why don't we go do some team building at the movie
theater?
Team
building, exactly. We all, you know, the, well.
I think we can probably.
You think Chris would be there on time?
No.
I think he would. To see Star Wars, he would be there on time.
Yeah, he's not on time to the show, but if it's to see Star Wars, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I heard that people have been camping out since last week for this in certain theaters.
I feel like we almost should have done the show from like in the line of a movie theater just to fuck with people the whole time. That would have been fun.
Yeah, maybe because Katie doesn't, she doesn't like Star Wars, my girlfriend, so.
Really? Yeah. So you're not going to go see it?
Well, I mean, maybe we should go see it.
Yeah,
little,
we should.
Little guide date.
Let's make
little
it.
Little mandate.
Yeah, mandate. Well, this is crazy. There's a seventh grader, and his school is not letting him wear a Star Wars t-shirt. They're saying that he can't wear a Star Wars t-shirt because it has like a stormtrooper on the t-shirt, and the stormtrooper's holding a gun. So the
and this is in Texas. This is,
yeah, I know.
I can't believe this is happening in
this
Texas,
is the gun capital of the world.
Wow, how does the NRA feel about this?
I don't know. They must be up in arms. Yeah,
wow.
They say that you can't do that. You can't wear the because it has a gun.
No,
but it's Star Wars. Has it really gotten to the? So, see, we can kind of see a picture of the kid wearing the shirt. In this thing we have. Do you think it's that offensive? It's just a stormtrooper holding like a rifle.
You know,
And it says Star Wars in huge print.
I have an opinion of guns and gun control and the fact that, you know.
Well, yeah.
I feel like, personally, I don't want to project my personal opinion on the show, but I will say.
This is no forum for you
right.
to be Jason.
Right. So, but I will say that I do support more gun control.
Okay.
But this t-shirt, I feel like the kid should be allowed to wear a t-shirt because by no means do I think that this is going to lead to someone getting a gun.
And the kid wearing the t-shirt, he's kind of a dweeb, too. I mean, this is...
Well, that's a little harsh.
He's not the type of kid that will... Well, I guess maybe the dweebs are the ones you got to watch out for, right?
Well, you know, this kind of reminds me of, like...
I don't know.
You remember when Columbine happened here locally, here in Denver, Colorado? Like,
no.
You don't? Okay.
No, yeah, what happened?
Well, afterwards, Columbine. Like the fallout, like everyone blamed Marilyn Manson.
Right. So,
like that he contributed to their downward spiral.
So do you think now they're going to start blaming the Star Wars?
Well, you know, they blame video games and whatever else. I mean, God forbid we blame, you know, the parents raising these children and not recognizing that maybe, hey, there's something wrong with my child. Maybe right. we should get some help
no,
for
it's, Star
no,
Wars.
It's everything else but me.
It's a little ridiculous, too. I mean,
it's just because
the t-shirt says Star Wars The Force Awakens. The kid's excited. This new Star Wars coming out. It's like the first new Star Wars in like 10 years or something.
Right.
What? I mean, can they make like there's no common sense.
Well, and going back to it, I mean, yes, it sucks. What? And I think it's stupid that they're banning him from wearing the shirt. But as his parents, can't they just go buy him another fucking Star Wars shirt that doesn't have a gun and just alleviate all of this?
Yeah, why does he have
no,
to wear
but
that
we,
one?
We have to protest now.
Nope, I need to wear my Stormtrooper gun.
That's a
rifle.
Class A, I don't know, phaser? I don't know what they're called.
It's a photon phaser class A79B, and I got to wear it today. And yeah, why can't he wear a t-shirt of Princess Leia in a bikini? Do you think that they would let him wear that? Probably not. You can't wear that either.
Oh, my God. Dad says the incident, in his opinion, amounts to a violation of his First Amendment. He says the weapon shown is fictional, as in the character holding it, and that any implication that someone would hurt anyone would be incorrect.
Well, speaking of guns and Star Wars, like, are you a little worried to maybe go see this thing opening
weekend?
We talked
about this last week.
Did we talk about
this?
I don't have anything to talk about this week.
Well,
I got a haircut.
I don't know. I don't know if we talked about it on the air, though. I can't recall that.
Did we? I don't know.
Did talk.
I think we probably talked
about
it.
The last three times I've seen you in, like, the last 2 weeks, you're like, so you got any time off for the holidays?
Yeah, I did ask you that the past three times in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
So you got...
it's not that you're busy or anything.
You got any time for time off for the holidays? Or
no.
No, but there you go. There's that. Well,
yeah, but you were saying, would you have the thought of something bad happening at a movie?
Yeah, because it's like prime for some psycho.
Right.
During the biggest movie release, he wants to ruin it for everybody.
Right.
So.
Put a stain. Do you think, like, I think everyone, you know, has to wonder or, like, it crosses their mind at least once, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're lying if it doesn't or if you say it hasn't.
Yeah.
But does it come across, like, the studio's mind? Like, releasing movies like this now, like, do they worry about that
stuff? Don't
you
think they're going to, like, have heightened security?
Well, what can they do? Have police there?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess have more of a police presence. What else can you do?
I don't know.
That's about it. But, it should be a good movie, though. I mean, it looks pretty good, I guess.
It's just crazy. Yeah. I don't want to get...
Do you want to dive into?
No, just, you know... The state of
America.
Our society.
Why don't you do a State of the Union address?
You know, I got to practice because I am running for president 2020.
That's right. Oh.
Get on board.
Chris is here.
Tell him to get on the elevator and go to the fourth floor.
He doesn't know that.
Ah.
There we go. I'll let him know. I just texted him back. But I had to, oh, yeah. So I did get a haircut today.
Thank God.
And don't you hate it?
I like how we jumped from, like, talking about...
Star Wars.
Well, the state of our society to, oh, I got a haircut. Well, there was, I like that transition. That was good.
Well, here's a...
I just had to call it out.
Here's the segue for you. The woman cutting my hair was using a sharp object that could probably be used violently, but
right.
In this case, it wasn't.
You know what?
Luckily.
I saw a Facebook meme where a guy in France uses swords.
To cut hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like cool. Edward Scissors, like...
Yikes.
Yeah.
No, thank you. What if he, like, lobs your ear off on accident?
I think he's that good. I think he only does women's hair, though, and it's usually, like, really long.
I could do it then.
Yo, could you?
Yeah.
I want to see you try.
Do we have any volunteers? Anybody
do we have
want
any
to
swords? Where do you get a sword?
If any ladies or gentlemen listening out there that have really long hair
want a haircut.
And we'll provide the samurai sword. You
airfare?
Provide airfare.
Are we gonna provide airfare for this?
Sure, but no hotel. You're not gonna need
have
it.
This.
You're
we
not
have
gonna
a
need
fan,
it.
There's a new couch. Yeah, it's fine. There's a new couch here.
You'll be spending the night in the hospital anyway, so you're not gonna need a hotel. So we'll have
you have to fill out a waiver. We're not liable.
Yeah. He'll bring you over here. We'll have you stand there, and I'll use a samurai sword to cut your hair. But I got a haircut. Don't you? Did you? I don't know. I told this woman exactly what I wanted, but she was.
What is your haircut? I just want to know.
I said I wanted a three.
A three where?
On the sides.
Uh huh.
The razor.
It's not a razor. It's
the clippers or whatever the
yes,
fuck it is.
Okay.
And then I wanted like you know, just a trim on the top.
Yeah.
Maybe like a quarter inch.
She do a three all over.
She went a little nuts with the three. Number one. Number two, she did like a half inch, and the whole time like
half
she,
inch off or she, left a half inch.
She took a half inch off,
which is what you did not want.
I know. I didn't want it. I didn't. And so the whole time, instead of asking, "Is this what you want?" or listening to what I said in the first place, she was just blabbering about the holidays.
And did you say...
Blah, blah, blah.
Did you say anything?
Over. Yeah.
Like, or did you just bite your tongue like, oh, fuck,
it
she's
was
fucking
too late.
This up.
By the time she starts, like, what are you going to do? Because, like, she already had a few cuts in before I noticed. And I was like, Jesus, too late to go back now because you can't undo.
Well, they... No,
what are you going to do?
They can add the hair back on.
Are they just going to glue it on?
Yeah, basically. It's like a glue. What? You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah, they can fucking put it back on. I've had to have that done a couple times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean they put it back on?
Like they just... They like, glue yeah, it? They like take the hair that they cut off and they reattach it somehow. Haven't you ever heard of like a weave?
You have had that done a couple times.
Well, yeah, for men though. It's not like a woman. They have like hair extensions.
So after
like,
you get a haircut?
It's like the same thing basically.
After you get a haircut, you say, yeah, can you fill a couple
no,
of...
No, like if they mess it up, you know, a couple spots.
That's happened to you where they've glued the hair on your head.
Basically, yeah.
I'm calling shenanigans.
That's bullshit. You don't know me.
Can you glue that hair back on my head?
No, you don't glue it. I don't know what they do. Yeah, I don't know.
This doesn't happen.
It does happen.
This is...
Google that shit.
If we were to call... like a hair salon right now, and ask if they provide this service, they would say, what are you talking about?
Well, then I challenge you to call someone.
Fine.
Fine!
Let's call some sort of a hair salon now.
Cast cutters. So anyway, back to your story as you're looking this up. So she fucks up your hair. You don't say anything at all.
What are you going to do at that point? Once she's already cut off...
I would make her feel bad. I'm like, oh, you cut too much. I didn't want that much off.
Well, you know, she was being very nice the whole time, at least.
Yeah, but you could have at least had a free haircut. But no, you had to pay for the haircut, and you probably tipped her.
I did tip her.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go through the awkward thing where I don't tip her.
Right. Well, if you would have had the conversation, you probably could have gotten a free haircut and still tipped her, because she was nice still.
Well, let's call a hair salon and make sure that this never happens again.
Are we going to call the one you went to?
I don't know.
You probably went to one of those ones that cost like $80 too, didn't you?
No, one that costs $10.
That's oh, good.
That's where I go wrong. Maybe I should go to the $80
one. I go to the $10 one too.
Yeah.
You just seem like a person, an individual to me.
Hello?
Cost cutters, how can I help you?
Yeah, I just had a quick question for you.
Sure.
So I wanted to come in and get my hair cut, but I was a little worried. Last time I got my hair cut, more was cut off than I had asked. So, you know, it's fine. But I'm just wondering if I come in to get a haircut, you guys, you know. Excuse me, I have a cold.
If what?
My cell phone service. So if I come in and you cut off a little bit more than I request.
Well, that's why a consultation is always good, so that way we get on the same page. That's the only thing I can recommend.
But if it happens on accident, like, can you glue it back on is the question.
Okay, so what's so funny about it?
Because can you glue it back on is the question. Like, if it, if you cut off a little bit more.
Okay, I gotta go. You're wasting my time. Thanks.
Why couldn't you ask her
straight? Shenanigans. I call shenanigans.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com. Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJCShow.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Here we are, live on Adobe Radio, 1-888-99-IDOBE. That's the phone number. You can call up and say hello. World famous Chris just showed up. Oh, we don't have a mic for you plugged in. We'll get you a mic.
Should I go?
There you go.
Should I leave?
I'm not gonna hold it.
Yeah, you will.
Why don't you guys share a mic tonight? Get real close. Chris, sit on Jason's lap. There we go. Yep. Straddle him. There you go. Oh, too much. Put on your shirts. It's getting weird in here.
All right. Shut up, Eddie.
So we had something to talk about. What were we going to bring up?
Oh, Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook. Go like our Facebook page, first of all, facebook.com/EJCShow. But, you know, I was scrolling through my Facebook feed kind of recently, and I've noticed time and time again that there are certain people that will update their status like every damn day. They always have something.
Every hour.
Yeah.
Or multiple times a day.
And they always have something interesting, according to them, to say about right. The world. And, you know, I just can't do it. I can't do it every day. I can barely do it once a month.
Let's see. How about this? I want to see the last time you posted something on your page.
All right, then I'll see the last time you posted something.
Okay, but it has to be something I posted, not tagged in.
Sounds yeah. like I showed up just in time.
But it's just, I can't, okay, we actually just posted a little bit ago saying that we were going to be live at Mancraft.
Ah, son of a bitch.
And I think I had the same post.
Yeah, so. Damn it.
But see, when we both post, we had something of value and of substance to give.
All right, now go to the one before that. Yours was November 5th.
November 5th.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Note to self. Jokes died from Norm MacDonald's career. On an unrelated what? Note, KFC sounds delicious.
I think you butchered that.
I did not.
Did I had a typo?
He's reading it right now.
You didn't read it right.
Yeah, I did.
It's supposed to be note to self, note to self.
Oh, gotcha.
yours is something with your daughter congratulating her about her birthday or something.
Yeah, when was that?
This was September 20th.
Ooh.
Wow.
And the one before that, November 1st. So you're one of those people.
Once a month.
Yeah. October 23rd. October 19th. Wow, you do a lot. Damn.
Yeah, I've had like 5 this year. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, so.
On a roll.
So some people post multiple times a day. I post multiple times a year. Maybe.
I just don't know how you could ever have that many interesting things to say. What about you?
I don't.
Chris had something of substance to share in his last post. You posted an article you wrote on Yola Tango.
Yeah.
And then before that, you haven't posted anything since November 2nd when you're thanking people for coming out for your birthday.
Yeah. Wasn't the... Yeah. I thought the article came out... Well, when was the last post before my birthday?
What was it or when was it?
When.
Going back. I'm scrolling. It was you posting that we were best national podcast based in Denver, according to Westward Magazine, on May 12th.
There you go. Facebook.
But some people, you know, they'll always have something to say on Facebook. They're always like, hi, Facebook family. I can't wait for the new Star Wars. This is going to be great. That's all they post. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I just read that.
You might
Thanks.
Be alienating a lot of listeners.
We're just commenting. Clearly, it's an observation.
Clearly all 3 of us do the same thing, though.
I don't think you have headphones tonight.
There you go.
Oh.
So none of us are big on the social media, which really is probably a hindrance.
Maybe it's because we do this. Like, I feel like I'm just...
We're living the social media.
Right. This is when I do all my social media.
Why don't we get an intern to go through the show and then take things that we all say during the show and then schedule them for us on our Facebook so it looks like we're interesting people.
Well, I try not to, you know, I have a few of our fans as friends.
You do? How'd they find you?
I don't know. We have a few. We share the same, I think.
Yeah, I have a few fans as friends.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll be honest, I'll add anybody who adds me just because I'm like, maybe it's a listener.
What if it's a bot? Like this hot chick, like...
This isn't MySpace.
Oh, you don't get those requests?
Not on Facebook, no.
Really?
Yeah.
I get those probably once a month.
Huh.
Of bots?
Yeah.
Really? Like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like hot chick, like, I new to America.
And you don't just assume that a hot chick wants to hang out with you?
No, not like you do.
Oh.
He's like, son of a bitch, like, all my friends.
She wouldn't go out of her way to send me a Facebook request if she didn't want to be friends.
Right?
Come on.
That's some commitment to become a bot on Facebook, right?
Yeah. She's definitely
that doesn't
real.
Happen.
She's so real. I mean, when I send her thousands of dollars every month, that she checks all the caches, so cashes all the checks. So
yeah.
She's got to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, this is pretty funny. Like, one of Katie's friends,
Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend's friends, one of her friend's
what?
Friend.
This what? Is an awesome story already.
Right. I'm trying to.
Wait, back up.
And highly credible. Katie,
one of Katie's friends' friends, right? So two friends removed.
Let's just say,
yeah. At that point,
someone
friend
I know,
of a friend, a friend of a friend. Yeah, that should
someone I know,
or just yeah, someone in my network.
My network,
my fave five.
We're Facebook friends, so I guess this girl is my friend. Anyway, she was. She recently found out that her picture was being used as a catfish.
Really?
Profile.
What did she
That's
do?
Interesting.
Can we talk to her? Can we get her on the line here?
I don't know her number. We're not that close of a friend.
Clearly.
You don't say.
Are you friends on Facebook?
We are.
Well, does she list her
phone number? You ever met her? Maybe she's catfishing you.
No, I have met her.
What if she's catfishing your girlfriend and you have met
My
her?
Girlfriend's friend and they work together. Yeah, she. Yep. It was a really long, drawn out catfish.
Why don't we call her up?
I don't have her number.
But people put their numbers on Facebook.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that? That's stupid.
I don't know.
They don't. People,
then, yeah, then it ends up under your profile if you do it.
Really?
Yeah. So people can call you if you're friends.
I don't think so.
But that's kind of...
Anyway,
that's got to be weird. What would you guys do if somebody was using your picture to catfish on Grindr?
I'd be flattered.
I would be too.
It's like, oh.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So are we inviting listeners out there to use our likeness?
No.
I am.
There you go. Why don't we like take some promo photos of Chris?
You
just,
know what?
Just
I didn't
for that
think
purpose.
This through. That's not a good idea.
And
we'll
have like a little logo that says For Grindr or something for me.
You know what? I'm not going to encourage it, but I'm not going to discourage it. You'll do what you do, listeners. You do what you do. All right.
Have you ever tried like taking...
But you don't want to make it a promotion?
No. Yeah.
Why not?
I guess if I find out, I'd be flattered, but I'd ask you to take it down. But I'm not going to be too. I'm not going to bring out the lawyers on it.
Why would lawyers be involved? I don't. If you said you could, it's fine.
Can I
don't
go back
think
to my
that's
story,
binding.
Though? I wasn't finished.
What's
oh,
your
God,
story?
There's more?
Yeah, I thought we were done.
No, she found out and she reported to Facebook and they took it down immediately. And I'm done.
Jeez.
I like how you brought us back for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, though, to know of someone who's been used as a catfish profile.
That's a weird phenomenon.
Catfishing?
Yeah, beginning to
I
end.
Feel like Eddie's probably catfished.
What did they
or
get
you've,
out of it?
You've catfished. Your picture's been used as a catfish.
Really? I don't
yeah,
know.
I mean,
I don't have any photos out there, really.
You're about to fly out to L.A. to do a photo shoot.
You're as attractive as any male model I've seen in a Sears catalog.
Oh, thanks.
He's jerked off to your picture so many times.
I actually freelance at Kohl's.com. I, you know.
We should, you know what you should do?
Some mitten ads.
Next break is just Google image search yourself and see what pops up.
You can Google image search
Yeah,
yourself?
You can. That's right. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah I want to see.
It's a whole new twist.
Yeah, we should see if Eddie's been used as a catfish profile.
That'd be funny.
Would that come up in it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it would pop up anything related.
Maybe it comes up with like an OK Cupid profile or something.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
I don't know. I mean, if people are able to use my photo and
get
laid, like, how come, you know, when
it
I
didn't
was...
Work
when
somebody
I was,
should yeah. be getting laid it, with it Eddie's
never,
photo.
It never worked with me when I used my own fucking photo.
Well, it did work.
Okay, a few times, but... It was like pulling teeth for crying out loud.
Really?
Why did you have to pull
it was
their
your
teeth?
Maybe it was your profile.
That's dark, man.
Maybe it was your description, or I don't know what you do anymore, but maybe it was one of those.
I swear I'm not a serial killer today.
Swipe right. Is swipe right good or bad?
I think that's good.
Swipe right is you like them?
Yeah.
Swipe left is...
No, thank you.
Get out of here.
I'll pass.
You think there's t-shirts like that yet?
Let's say, what?
Like dicktowel.com.
Swipe left. Swipe right.
Well, why don't we hit a let's hit a
I
song.
See what you're going for.
I see where you're going. I think that could maybe be a t-shirt. Maybe. We'll hit a song and we'll talk to our guest, RDKN, Arcadian, rather. Arcadian? Arcadian? Is that what they're trying to say? Arcadian. RKDN. I don't know. We'll find out.
Wait, do it
either
one more
way.
Time.
We're looking forward to this quite a lot.
Yeah, this
do
be
it
great.
Again. What was it
Arcadian?
Mm.
Is that what they're trying
clever.
To do?
Is it?
Did we just crack the puzzle?
Maybe it's the first initial of each name of the band members.
Maybe
I we don't know. Even know anything about the
nope,
band, do we?
No, nope, because singer Matt.
That doesn't fit.
Yeah, it's a puzzle.
Mm. Mm.
We'll try to crack the code here in just a second.
Cast around more than your mom at a frat house. Listen to the podcast at ejcshow.com.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show here live on Adobe Radio. We were trying to get our guest on the phone live here when we were playing some music. Matt from Arcadian. But every time we call, there's a weird delay.
I think the satellites aren't lined up.
Yeah, can you line up the satellites, Merv? Is Merv here?
This is a stupid joke, Eddie.
Merv is... You said it.
I didn't say anything about aligning the satellites.
We're Merv.
You've apparently skipped your improv classes this week because you're supposed to say yes and, okay?
Mm.
The Improvables needs you, Jason.
Are you guys doing improv classes now?
Maybe we got it this time.
Do we have it this time, Matt? Is the delay still there? Oh,
it
what?
Looks like we do have a big delay, actually. So
yeah.
We can run with it, though.
Okay, we're going to be running a little bit
Man,
of a delayed interview.
It's like the Today Show now.
I know, like when you're via satellite with somebody. He's going to laugh and like...
Fucking Matt Lauer, yeah. He's gonna...
There he is. Okay, so Arcadian...
How did you feel when you emerged from the mine?
Yeah. Arcadian is the name of the band. You spell it RKDN, which is very...
took Eddie a minute.
Yeah. I had to look at this for a little bit, and I had to crack the puzzle, but you know what? I cracked the code before
you
even said anything.
You had to say
I blame
like
the fact
times.
That you're dyslexic.
Or with
it's four
okay,
letters. He's
go.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'll just ask him.
Yeah.
It's like an eye test.
A little bit. But so you're in the studio right now recording. Maybe that would account for the delay because you're out a lot of sound proofing equipment, and the satellites can't penetrate that.
Potentially, yeah.
What are you working on there? We'll wait for the delay.
We're just working on new demos.
New demos.
Maybe our record keeps maybe being pushed back a little bit longer, so we're. Writing up until it's done because it's not done until it's for sale.
Wow. So you're working on it to the last second, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we want it to be the best it can be, so why not? And it's fun.
Well, why don't you like release it and then keep working on it after it's released?
I don't think it works that way.
Oh.
I wish it worked that way.
Isn't that a follow-up album?
Are you going to Chinese democracy this bitch?
Yes, exactly. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Well, that's very cool. Now, you guys are, do you record in Utah where you guys are from, or do you record somewhere else, or?
Yeah, we do. Neon Trees, producer guy, I don't know if he's their producer, but he works with them a lot. He has this beautiful studio. He's actually from Pasadena. He worked in Hollywood with Tony Hoffer and a couple producers out there, but he came here and opened a beautiful studio, and it's super fun.
And Scott Wiley's his name, right? So you're working with the same producer as Neon Trees and The Moth and the Flame. That's pretty cool. How'd you get hooked up with that dude?
He's just a local staple. We kind of knew him through the scene all along, and then when we decided we wanted to make a real record, we got in touch with him, and he was into it. So, yeah, just kind of worked.
Were you looking to stay in Provo or the greater Salt Lake area, or does the band have aspirations to head out to one of the coasts or to maybe move to a bigger music scene?
That's an interesting one. Kind of. I don't really want to have one home anywhere. Like, I just kind of want to be everywhere. So it's a perpetual battle I'm facing. I love L.A., though. I've got a ton of family just up the coast in San Luis Obispo. And so I could very well see myself moving out there.
Okay. So it would have to be the right opportunity.
As far as the band goes...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, this is where delays get fun, but go ahead.
Yeah. We had no intention of purposely staying in town to work on the record. It just worked out in such a way where we could, which is nice because there's a lot less pressure on it. We can take our time.
Well, cool, man. That's awesome. So I assume there's going to be some touring going on?
Yes. We're headed out ideally in February. We're still working on that. I don't know. We're kind of really trying to lock in the record before we really hit the road. Because what's the point of touring unless you're selling merch, right?
That is true. I mean, you don't want to be on the road and not be pushing any product. That's for sure. Now,
Exactly.
So when you guys hit the road, I mean, are you looking to do anything major? Like, are there any plans at all? Are you contacting the venues, or at what stage are you at here?
We're trying to lock in a really good long-term booking agent right now. So we haven't really, in the past, we booked all our own dates, but now we have the luxury of getting someone to do it for us. So we're trying to find the right guy before we really attack it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, we wish you guys the best of luck. A lot of people are very excited about your material and are talking about you. And we keep you on a little bit longer, but this delay, I think, is just a little bit brutal. But we're happy to talk to you now for a little bit. But we'll get you back on once you're done with the release of the record and once you hit the road. Before you guys hit the road, we'll have you back on and we'll chat some more, all right?
That sounds awesome. Thank you very much.
Good luck tying up the EP.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. By the way, we'll play Silver. We'll play out with Silver. Do you want to just talk about this real quick before we play it and let you go?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Silver is our first single. We wrote it actually about a year ago, but we fine-tuned it for a good amount of time, and we're really stoked on this being our debut.
In your eyes, silver star, beating hard, I've been waiting on. Take my hand.
Jason and Chris Show now at 1-888-99-IDOB.
Keeps people. Keeps people from wanting to move here.
Yeah. It's the Jason and Chris Show. We keep people from wanting to move here.
That's getting ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
We need to close the borders.
Close the borders.
There's no part in this state that I haven't farted in, so just keep that in mind before you come here.
Yep. Well, we do the show from Denver, and a lot of people here are a little frustrated because they say a lot of people are moving here. A ton of people are moving here.
Yeah.
Are you really that frustrated about that?
I am when I'm stuck in traffic. Other than that...
It's pretty good, though, I think.
Yeah. I mean, or if we're trying to find a place to live.
Yeah, the rents suck here. Well, yeah, what can you do?
There's a thing here where they're like...
Claim that there's an Ebola outbreak here in Denver.
What?
And then people don't want to move here.
Oh. So there's like a...
Falsely claiming.
Bumper sticker that people like to have on their car that says native, like Colorado native. And it's really pretty annoying.
Mm. Well, why don't we get to some national news? Because nobody really cares about what's happening here, except for probably one guy out there is like, "Oh my God, they said Denver." So should we get to some?
I bet there's more because we just did Manfest.
Should we do Chris's news? I guess it's about that time.
We just did Manfest a few weeks ago. I bet there's five people from Denver.
We got a couple more people from the Denver area maybe listening. I don't know what's in the news.
I want to bring up. Oh yeah. We selected new music for your news.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Can we talk about what we brought up last week on the show?
What was it?
About Manfest and Chris.
Oh, what was that again?
First, I know you switched out the tonic water. You dick move.
Hey, man, you tore that seal off of your bottle.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, I assumed you did. That was your bottle to begin with.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I did switch it out at one point, but because you grabbed mine. You grabbed mine and I shook yours up.
Nope.
Yeah. Wait,
one of them was leaking and then...
Yeah, he noticed it and he's like, yep, I'm just going to give this to Jason.
Wow.
As I was helping clean up the set.
No, it was actually...
Yes.
When
Do
you
not
walked
lie to
away,
me.
When you walked away from Putting the table the, for a while,
right?
Actually.
I was taking the chairs back that we used.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that to him? You took.
How could you?
Because I thought he tore the seal off of his in part, and I'm like, why should I be penalized for that? That was his move.
Penalized.
It wasn't
and
my move.
That wasn't even. That was his bottle to begin with.
It was not.
Yes, it was. I saw you pick up my bottle.
No, you did not.
I did.
It was bullshit. I call bullshit.
Whatever, bro.
Whatever, bro.
It's done.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't understand why one of you just didn't get the leaky bottle replaced.
Because you told me not to.
I was just, I didn't know. Just go do it. What do I
know? He should have done it.
They were already gone.
Dick.
I thought
move.
That was your fault for breaking the seal, so to speak.
Wow.
I didn't break the seal.
I was shaking it up because it has to be shaken. And it got everywhere. And
somebody had to get the leaky bottle.
Yeah. As I was working, you just did that to me.
All right, yeah, that happened.
I just thought it was a dick move.
Now we know. Now we know that Jason thought it was a dick move.
I, on the other hand,
remain unmoved. Whatsoever.
I think everyone can agree that that was a dick move.
So you're not going to apologize.
Not only did I
you're not
going to
apologize.
Justified,
I thought
it was hilarious.
You can't just say, you know, sorry, man.
No, that was my bottle. That was your bottle.
So you're sticking to it. You're saying that it was not your bottle or his bottle.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's what it was.
That's not what friends do. That's all I'm going to say.
That wasn't my bottle. That was your bottle.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, man.
So somebody had to get it was done very clandestinely.
Yeah. No need to make a big stink out of it. Well, should be cool.
Well, Jason wanted to make a big stink out of it.
I observed it. I didn't notice till we were in the car, but I observed it. I observed you like, oh, it's leaking. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to go put these chairs away. And then all of a sudden mine was leaking. I just found it rather suspicious, but I was not I did not.
I didn't even recall you being there when I said that.
Yeah. I did not accuse you. I was just suspicious, but no. Can't even say sorry. That's, man. I'm more hurt by that than anything.
Not even an insincere apology.
I'm sorry that I won't say I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry about the original offense.
Okay. I'm glad I know where we stand.
Why are you not sorry about that?
Yeah.
It wasn't my bottle.
But what if it was?
It wasn't. So.
But what if you were mistaken?
If it was, then I suppose I might apologize. But
then how did you pick up yours?
It isn't. Wasn't. Then I'm not going to. What do you mean, how did I pick up mine?
Why didn't you pick up yours? Because I had mine right in front of me.
Because we had put them next to each other, I watched you grab the one that I had put down instead of the one that you had put down. Because they were right next to each other.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was everyone aware that this bottle was leaking?
No.
Why didn't the bottle just get replaced?
Because you told me not to.
You should have listened to me. I don't know. You should have...
And we were already, like, gone.
They were gone?
No, and we were gone.
Well, so did you throw away the tonic water when you got home, or?
No, I tried it.
Oh.
It was okay.
Like, oh my God, what the hell? Yeah.
I don't even like it. I'll probably just dump it. It was the principle.
Did you like yours, Chris?
I have not had the pleasure of trying it. I don't really have anything that,
like, oh my God, what the hell?
You know, requires some tonic water, so. I haven't tried it yet.
You can have it on its own.
That seems weird.
Well, what's
we also got, you know, there's other things.
I don't know.
You know, we talked about this last week. We were going to bring it up this week since you're here.
What's that?
We were a little annoyed that we were picking up all of the set at Manfest and you didn't help us.
I saw a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't tell you guys that you had to pick up at that point.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like I don't normally pick up, right? Mm. Always helped you pick up at other
it's observation.
Observation.
Like, oh, we were annoyed. What the hell? Yeah. Gotta clear the air.
You're grinding the axe. You're grinding the axe tonight.
You're late, an hour late. My mic's falling.
Man, I don't feel like you're This is the first time I've been late in like
I was joking.
Months and months. See, I don't feel like he's joking.
I was joking about that.
I don't feel like he's joking.
I was annoyed that I had to pick up everything, but I'm not annoyed that you were late.
I didn't mean to stick you guys.
Eddie, on the other hand, was super pissed. I'm just kidding.
I wasn't super pissed. I wouldn't say that, man. Shit happens.
Shit does happen. Fuck, I don't even come to the show sometimes.
Now.
Jason and I were picking up for a minute, and you had disappeared for a little bit, and we reached a point where we didn't know where to put shit.
Yeah, I think he was taking the extension cord back that we had.
I was returning.
No, you were chatting
shit
with some dude. You were chatting with the guy, the beef jerky guy.
Oh,
yeah. You dick, Eddie. You didn't even bring that up last week. I just got stuck doing it all. Is that a man's fault or a woman's fault or both?
Oh, and my friend who I ran into, you know, he's been in several area bands interested in coming on. So, you know, I was doing some networking, too, but that's fine. That's fine. I didn't fold the cords.
No offense, but I probably don't want him on our show.
That's all right. I usually want you on my show, so it's all gravy.
Are you going to book a guest?
You're going to book him? Cool.
Well,
book him.
Done. Next week.
Go for it.
Figured I'd talk about it with you guys.
Yep. Book him.
Book him.
Anytime.
All right.
Dano.
Bring him on in. All right, should we get to the news?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Let's blow through a couple stories, I guess. And the headlines. Let's tap it.
I'm just giving you shit, by the way.
Don't I know it? A seventh grader in Rosenberg, Texas says he was...
Oh, sorry, when you were...
God damn it.
Before you got here, we talked about that story, the Star Wars kid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw that page out.
The whole big...
Yeah, the whole page.
Yeah, just done. Done.
All right. Here we go.
That's in the news.
I like this one. Let's go to this one first.
I was going to get to that.
I like that one. That one.
Do you really need to interrupt me?
I thought it was crazy. I don't want to miss it.
All right, fair enough. A transgendered woman who began her transition 6 years ago at 46 years old is now living as a six-year-old girl. The woman recorded a video as part of a series called The Transgender Project, which profiles transgender people in Canada. She said, "I can't deny I was married. I can't deny I have children, but I don't want to be an adult right now."
She has good vocabulary for a six-year-old.
She is now living with a new adoptive family and says, "I have a mommy and daddy, an adopted mommy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl." The woman said she colors and does kid stuff with her new family.
She's 52 now.
Yeah. And she's acting like a little girl.
Six-year-old.
Her new family includes a new seven-year-old sister, which she must be thrilled about.
I didn't know this is something you could just do, and people will be all about it.
Well, I guess it's your fault for not looking into it.
I know. I should have looked into this long. So I can say, "Oh, I want to be a 12-year-old, and family will adopt me."
How about this? If you lose your job.
Not necessarily.
You know what you could do? If you lose your job, you lose your home.
Yeah.
Instead of living on the streets, you can just say, "I want to be a 10-year-old.
Yeah, then you put it on Craigslist and say,
"Someone adopt me.
I'm a 10-year-old. You can adopt me. I just want to sit on the couch and play video games."
Yeah.
That's
what I've been doing for the last 10 years, roughly.
Yes.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're old. Are you scared about the real world?
You just graduated. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congrats, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now you got to get a job.
Now you're out in the big world.
Yeah.
It's a scary place out there.
It is. It's not a fun place.
Do you feel pressured now that school's over?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was worried about that a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm just relieved right now.
Yeah.
Are just you tired of hopefully phase?
Hopefully that lasts longer than a few days.
Yeah.
Are you tired of people asking, "What are you going to do now?"
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do now?
Going to go to full-time hours with my part-time job and then, keep one day a week for looking for something more long-term and doing some writing, which is also what I want to do. So,
and then just 2 days off completely.
Yep. Just keep the weekend for myself.
There are thousands of people that listen to the show. Why don't you, what if there's an opportunity? Why don't you start networking through the show? We can make commercials for you to play, and you can have an audio resume. We can play it every week until you get hired.
Are you willing to relocate?
You don't want to do that?
I don't know. Possibly.
You got to be creative these days, right?
Are you willing to relocate, though?
Possibly. I wouldn't rule it out, but fortunately, with freelance writing and editing.
What if you can get a staff position?
One too many D's in that.
Yeah.
Another edit on there.
What if you get a staff position somewhere?
Then that's something I wouldn't rule out. That'd be pretty awesome. So
In Vogue.
It's a huge publication, sure.
You have to write about women's panties.
I like women's panties.
All right. Yeah. He'll do anything, folks.
Sniff them. I eat them. I look at them.
There's a column.
Yeah. I steal them.
Creepy man talks about your panties in Vogue.
Yeah.
10 things a creepy man wants to do with your panties. Hear it from the source.
Just preface, you have to do it in a... When you read this, you have to do it in a creepy voice.
My favorite move is stealing them, masturbating them into them, and then sneaking back in and putting them back in their clean clothes drawer without them noticing.
See if you can impregnate someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's how that works, right?
It's not really rape.
Yep.
Okay. Good thing you got a rape joke in.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a Bill Cosby, so congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Job well done.
Should we get to one more? Let's get to one more, I think.
One more?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you got a good one.
Ooh, that one ties in.
What do you like, Jason?
I don't know. I'm just reading the headlines. Men want nude photos, women don't.
Oh, I see. You told me to throw that page away.
No, I'm just saying it's tied in now.
Where did that page go? Give me that. All right. Yeah, that story's not bad. A third of under 30s have nudes of themselves, and men are much more likely than women to like it if they received naked photos. Researchers from YouGov show that men are significantly more likely than women to say that they would like it if they receive naked photos from a romantic partner. Most men, 52%, say that they would like it, while only 21% of women say the same. 32% of men say that they wouldn't like it compared to 64% of women. younger Americans are significantly more likely than older Americans to say that they would like it. 51% of under 30s would want nudes, or 47% of people aged 30 to 44, but only 27% of people
aged
45 to 64 would be happy to receive naked photos.
I think it's just saying everything that we assume.
Younger Americans are a lot more likely to admit to having taken naked photos. 32% of under 30s and 28% of people aged 30 to 44
have ever... The story's killing me with all these percents.
...taken naked photos compared to only 11% of over 65s.
All right. So...
Wait, one more time? I didn't catch all that.
Boobs.
There you go. So, yeah, guys like to get the dude photos and the girls
especially
don't.
Younger guys.
Well, I think the big number is that a third of under 30s have taken naked photos of themselves. Or
shocker.
Sent them or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What a shocker. Wow. Well, yeah, I don't know. Why is that really even a study? Why do they have to do that? Because isn't it common sense? Where'd the headline come into play with all those stats? Men want them more?
Men want nude photos, women don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it's a girl sending a girl photo?
Well, I think it's like a sociological thing, studying the trends in sexuality and, you know, how the internet is changing courting patterns and la-da-da. See, I actually think that's one bullshit study that is actually not totally bullshit, maybe.
Possibly. I don't know. I just sort of feel like people could have done something else.
Although I feel like maybe YouGov isn't...
That's the government,
credible.
Right?
That I think it might not be credible.
University of Government.
Yeah.
No, it's like YOUGov.
Oh. Mm.
Gotcha.
Well,
it's the same as the Ad Council.
Let's wrap it up on that note, I guess.
Now's as good a time as any.
Yeah.
Why not?
Actually, my meter's up in like 5 minutes, so I got to go.
We'll see you next time here on the EJC Show. Get our podcast at EJCShow.com. You can also find us on iTunes. Just search Eddie, Jason, and Chris. See you next time.